Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, delicious. That's the word for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. How your family will love its wonderful freshness. How they'll thrill to the melt-in-your-mouth tenderness of Kroger Tender Ray. The one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get the finest beef value in town. Get Kroger Tender Ray Beef, for you know it's fresh, it's tender, it's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. To everyone in their family and circle of friends, the marriage of Penny Gibbs to Johnny Keith came as a surprise and shock. But it's an established fact that Penny Gibbs is now Mrs. Johnny Keith. Marriage, however, brings not only happiness, but change. And Penny has suddenly noticed a change in the Gibbs home. She comes into the living room with a puzzled look on her face and says to Nora Lang,
Nora, what's happened in Helen Burroughs' room?
Well, nothing, Penny.
Yes, but it's empty. The bed's been stripped, the curtains are down, the rug's rolled up.
Oh, Helen's moved out to the farm. She's going to stay at Daddy's until our house is ready for us again.
But why, Nora?
Well, Freddie and Helen and I talked it over at breakfast this morning.
Talked about what?
Well, that you and Johnny ought to have a place of your own.
Oh, but we're going to find a place of our own, Nora. Those things can't be found in a day, darling. It takes time. And we're perfectly happy the way we are.
Oh, Crickets, how can you be with just one little room to yourselves? It was Helen's idea to move, so don't think...
Yes, but I do think. It's a shame to move Helen out when there's absolutely no reason for it.
But there is a reason for it. You and Johnny deserve a little privacy. After all, this is your house. Now the room you're using and Helen's room are adjoining. And you and Johnny can have a little apartment almost. Not much of a place.
No, look, I won't hear of it. You tell Helen she's got to be back in her room tonight. It's her room for as long as she needs it.
Well, she doesn't need it now. There's a nice little room off the kitchen at Daddy's place, and Helen likes the idea of staying at the farm. She can sleep
longer. But it'll be awfully lonesome for her there. Helen likes people around. She needs people around.
Well, Crickets, there's Daddy.
But you know that your father's under doctor's orders to get to bed right after supper. And no one on the farm stays up late, Nora. Well, darling, she'll be miserable out there.
No, she won't. She likes the farm, Penny. And Tom is teaching her how to feed the chickens and collect eggs and milk the cows and let them out to pasture. And she loves every bit
Nora,
of it.
Would you listen to
she
me
was
for just
saying
a minute?
Just the other day she wished our new house were repaired so she could be at the farm early enough to go out in the morning with Tom. Oh, she loves the farm, Penny, and everything about it. That's how we got the idea that she ought to move out with Daddy.
I thought you said that it was her idea.
Well, it was. She said at breakfast that she wished we'd hurry up and move out there again, and we suggested that she could stay with Daddy because, well, this house was getting kind of crowded, and, well, she was honestly excited about
no,
it, Penny.
No, I still think it's a shame. I feel as though we forced her to leave.
Crickets, Penny, don't you believe anything I've told you?
Yes, darling, I believe you.
Then don't feel that you forced Helen to leave. She was glad to go. Oh, not that she didn't like it here, but, well, she could learn more about the farm being there in the morning.
Well, all right. If it's done, it's done.
Well, it's done. Well, Sarah and I'll have the room ready for you and Johnny sometime this afternoon.
Oh, no, you won't, Nora Lang. Johnny and I will take care of that ourselves.
We'll take care of what ourselves?
Hello, darling.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Nora. Penny, what's this about taking care of something ourselves?
Well, Helen's moved out to the farm so we can have the room adjoining ours.
Oh, well, she shouldn't have done
I know,
that.
I was telling you.
Oh, Crickets, now don't you start that too, Johnny Keith. Helen wanted to leave.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she doesn't like it with me in the house, huh?
That had nothing to do with
oh,
it.
Oh, yes, it did. She prefers feeding chickens to staying in the same house with you, Johnny Keith.
Oh, she does?
Yes, she does.
Well, maybe I don't blame her. Oh, but seriously, Nora, it's a shame.
Now it's all settled, and I don't want to hear any more about it.
Well, listen to young Mrs. Lang.
I've been listening to her.
Well, just because she's been married longer than we have, she thinks she's running the place.
Well, as a matter of fact, she has run the place for just about 2 years now.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, come to think of it, that's right. My apologies to you, Mrs. Lang. Far be it from me to interfere.
Well, just see that you remember who's boss, Mr. Keith.
Oh, that puts us in our place.
Darling, we will be able to make a rather nice little apartment out of those two rooms.
At least until we find a place of our own.
Yes, I suppose so. But it's not necessary to go to any bother. We'll find a place of our own soon enough.
Crickets, have you tried to find one?
Why, no.
Well, you just wait till we try, Johnny.
Yeah.
You'll be glad we have two rooms, even two small rooms.
Well, it's that bad, huh?
It's awful. Well, there are a lot of houses to be had, but, well, they're either too expensive or not good enough.
Mm. Well, Penny and I could live in a tent.
You speak for yourself, Johnny.
Oh, fine. You're both against it.
No, nobody's against you, Johnny. Just against living in a tent.
Oh, Nora, look, living in a tent is only a figure of speech.
Yes, maybe so, but I prefer to keep my little figure inside the four walls of a house.
Oh,
well, I suppose you two will want to rearrange those two rooms to suit yourselves.
Oh, no, anything's all right with me.
Yeah, don't you think you're going to make me do it all?
Uh-oh, they warned me marriage was like this.
Oh, Crickets, it's really not bad once spring house cleaning is over.
Spring house cleaning?
Yes, you know, spring house cleaning.
Oh. You know, I suddenly remembered I've got to go back to South Africa. I left my toothbrush.
Well, you had nothing to worry about this year, Johnny. Spring house cleaning was over weeks ago.
It was over?
Mm-hmm, it was over weeks ago.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll just buy a toothbrush right here.
Well, looks as if a good time is being had by you.
Hello, Freddy.
Hi, Freddy.
What's all the joking about? I could use a good laugh right now.
Oh, what's the matter, Freddy?
Oh, the gear's jammed on the bulldozer, and one of the hired men drove the thing clear through a barn.
Oh
brother.
But
barn.
Nobody was hurt, were they?
Well, the hired man got a few scratches. No stock in the barn at the time, thank goodness.
Oh, good.
The barn's the only thing that got hurt.
Well, that's lucky. What finally stopped the bulldozer, Freddy?
Mm. Ran into the creek and hit the bank on the other side. That jarred the gears back into neutral, and it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Crickets, if that hadn't happened, where would it be by now?
Probably bulldozing right down through the middle of Rossville, I guess.
Oh,
that wouldn't be so bad. Rossville can stand a little landscaping, Freddy.
Yeah, but I can't stand the fine for letting a bulldozer run away.
Maybe you should keep it on a leash.
Fine
idea. Good idea.
Here I am with a fractured barn, and do I get any sympathy from you? No.
Oh, Freddy, I'm sorry.
You should be, Nora, because there goes that summer outfit I was going to buy you.
Huh?
Yeah, the barn needs new walls sooner than you need new clothes.
Oh, the life of a farmer's wife playing second fiddle to a barn.
Well, look, I can get you lumber for the barn, Freddy. Good stuff, too, and low cost.
Hey,
Jed and I...
Hey, that's right, Johnny. Huh, you're not only in the family, but you're back in business with the family. I didn't think about that.
Well, let me know how much you need, Freddy, and if you'll send over one of your own trucks to pick it up, I'll give you a good price.
Well, swell, Johnny. I'll let you know tomorrow, huh?
Wait a minute. I have a better idea.
What's that?
Well, let's go out and look at the barn right now and get an estimate.
No, you don't, Johnny Keith. You and I are going to get that room in order.
Well, can't blame a guy for trying. Well, let's go upstairs and get it over with.
Okay, come on.
You know, I've laughed at cartoons about husbands having to move furniture all over the place, but I never thought the gag would be on me.
Johnny, more to the left, darling.
All right.
Yeah, let me help you. That's it. Come on up. A little more to the left. Oh, not too close to the bed, though.
All right.
There it is. That's better.
Is that all?
I think so. Oh, do you think the desk would look better over near that window instead of where it is?
Oh, no, Penny. It's absolutely beautiful right where it is. It looks as though it were made for the spot.
What you mean by all that is that you're not made for moving furniture.
Well, I'll say I'm not. Next time, couldn't we hire a trained elephant or something?
I have a better idea. Maybe we could borrow Freddy's bulldozer.
Well, this is a job.
Oh, darling, I think we've done the best we can with everything. I won't ask you to do any more.
You won't?
No, I won't.
You know something? That's the nicest thing you've said to me since the day we were married. Now I'm going to collapse.
What did I say to you on the date we were married?
Well, don't you remember?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Well, what was it?
I do.
Oh, I guess. Are you sorry you said it?
Are you sorry I did?
Well, you come right over here, and I'll show you how sorry.
Uh-huh. Where do you think I am? On the other side of the room?
Well, when we're together, I don't know where either of us are. Well, here's how much I love you.
Oh, Johnny. Oh. And no more than that, huh?
Well, maybe this much more.
Oh, darling.
Are you speaking to me?
No, I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to the man in the moon.
Oh, well, call me Cheesy. Green Cheesy. Do you like being in love?
I love being in love.
Mrs. Keith?
Yes, Mr. Keith.
Mrs. Keith, when we have a place of our own, not just two little rooms, but a little house all of ourselves.
Darling, are you unhappy with the way things are?
No, not a bit.
We're by ourselves up here, you know. Yep, just look around. We have two rooms and all our own.
Almost.
It's almost like a home of our own, anyway.
Yeah, almost.
You, are unhappy about it, though, aren't you?
Only for you,
Penny. Oh, that's silly. I'm perfectly content.
Oh, you deserve much more than this, Penny. Gosh, I wish there were a way of getting it for you.
Oh, darling.
Well, houses are hard to find. The right kind, that is.
Yeah, I know.
The right price. You know, we're not exactly
Johnny,
rich.
Johnny, listen. It doesn't matter to me, not at all. Not one little bit, even.
You know something?
Mm-mm, what?
You wouldn't admit it if it did.
Yes, I would. I'm telling you the truth. But you're not telling me the truth. You're not happy here.
Well, for now, it really doesn't matter, Penny.
But, suppose it should be weeks or maybe even months before we find a place.
It won't be.
It might be.
Well, we'll worry about it then.
Oh, darling. Darling, the time to worry about it is now.
So Johnny Keith isn't too happy living with Penny's family. Will the inability to find a place of their own cause trouble? Will there be strife that forces others in Penny's family to move out of the house? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tenderay Beef. It's delicious. Why, certainly it's delicious. Kroger Tenderay Beef is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender as Kroger Tenderay Beef. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And not only does Kroger offer you the best eating beef you ever tasted, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that gives you more meat, less waste. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tenderay Beef. Friends, your Kroger store is the only place you can buy Kroger Tenderay, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And remember, you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store, because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and get the finest beef value in town. Kroger Tenderay Beef. Join us again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.